welcome to another episode of Pretty Social Podcast.
We're so happy to be back here with you guys once again. And before we jump into the topic today, make sure that you stop, subscribe, like, comment, and share.
Yes.
So today we're going to be talking about how to maintain privacy in a very public world. Mm. And if that is even something that you desire, because mm-hmm. some people don't desire privacy. They love the being public and kind of being like a socialite and everyone knowing everything about them and their lives. And some people, they make a life, like a living off of that. But for me, I'm more on the private side. Mm-hmm. I'm more on like, I only want you guys to know what I want you guys to
exactly,
know.
Yeah.
And it needs to come from me. And I want to keep certain things reserved, not to be, you know, secretive or hiding, mm-hmm. but just because some things I just don't feel like the whole world needs to know.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into that. I feel like it's really, really difficult, or it can feel difficult, especially when you're on social media.
Mm.
I feel like for me, social media kind of makes me feel like I have to share. Like, if I'm not sharing things, and like, just sharing anything. Like, if I'm not sharing things, like, why are you even on here? Like, why are you on social media if you're not posting and stuff? And whatever, everyone has their own reasons why. But, like, it just puts that in me of, like, you have to post things about your life. And I'm going to be 100% honest. I have fallen into this mindset as well with other people of, like, which is crazy because I'm a private person. But I think because social media has kind of warped our minds to a degree, is like I have been nosy sometimes with people and been like, dang, they'll never post, like, they'll never post their spouse. They'll never post their kids. They'll never post what they do at work. All, like, what besides you going out to a nice restaurant or going on vacation,
mm-hmm.
I know nothing about you. Yeah. Which I think is cool on them because they're obviously only posting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so crazy how, like, I can feel that about my own life. But then I'm like, why are you not?
Yeah.
I want to see what your kids look like. I want to see what your spouse looks like. I want to see what your house looks like.
Yeah,
it's
or
weird.
What do you do? Because I've experienced that too. But I think I've been guilty of sometimes assuming, not all the time, but sometimes I assume that you don't have a life if you don't post.
Mm.
Like, are you just, like, in the house all day in, like, a muumuu and a bonnet? Because why aren't you posting? There's no way you're getting dressed and doing your hair and doing your makeup and dressing up them kids. And you're not going to take a single picture, you know, like, which is crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
Because people live full lives. I mean, I know people personally who live full, amazing, wonderful lives, and they don't post any of it on social media, which...
Yeah.
On one hand, I have always kind of admired that.
Yeah.
Like, it is the coolest thing to me when people are out here living their life. Like, two of our favorite people, Savon and Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
They do the dopest stuff, and they never post. They will take the most amazing vacations. His wife will get dressed in the baddest outfits, and she won't take one photo. I'll be like, you gonna see this dress.
Right.
If that was me.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
And, you know, I love that because it's like, you don't, it just speaks to the fact that you're not doing it for likes.
Yeah.
You're not doing it for, you know, what other people think or because you want other people to care. Where I will have to admit myself that sometimes if you put on a real nice outfit and nobody really seeing you in it, it feel like you wasted the outfit.
Oh, no. This outfit's going to have to be recycled for
we're
the
gonna
next
have to
time
do this
because
again.
I'm not going to waste this outfit.
No.
You're going to see this. And I think for me, which, again, when I say these things out loud, I'm like, that sounds absolutely crazy and ridiculous. I know this. So I don't want anyone getting on here like, y'all crazy. I know. This is crazy.
Keep
believe
it real
because
y'all know y'all feel us.
Yes.
Some
for
of
sure.
y'all feel us.
Most of y'all are like this because it's just, again, what social media has done to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really is this, you know, we've talked about on many other episodes, this facade that we live in with social media, and oftentimes we feel like we have to live up to this image, so we're posting all these pictures and content to fit that, and you get those people who go against the grain, which I love that. I absolutely love that so much, because it's almost like you're in control and not social media in control of you. But yeah, I have fallen in that too sometimes where I feel like, I think because I live I live a very normal life. Mm-hmm. And what I mean normal is, like, I'm not out here doing these fancy things and going to all these crazy places all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not out all the time doing all this stuff. Literally 90% of my month is work, school, and family. Mm-hmm. That is literally all the time. When you guys see me posting stuff, it's an hour out of the week that I maybe went somewhere. Like, mm-hmm. it's very minimal. But I think for me, and again, I don't know, I'm working through this struggle, is there is a sense of, like, I don't know if it's acceptance or, you know, people not to assume that I'm boring and just live a boring life, which, again, it's crazy to say these things, because I'm like, why does it matter? Especially, and it doesn't really matter to me to a degree, because I'm like, most of the people on my social media I know from, like, high school or associates from high school, like, the vast majority of them. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's no one on my social media right now who I don't know in some sort of degree. Like, we don't have mutual friends or anything. All those other people are gone off my page. But, like, I don't know y'all enough and mm-hmm. care enough, honestly, for y'all to think. And even, I know you're not at home thinking, like, I wonder what Gabby's life's like. Like, I know that.
That would be
so
weird.
I'm saying all these things, and I'm trying to process through it right now, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I know that stuff doesn't make sense, and it's not really important to me, but I think it kind of is to a degree, and that's mm-hmm. why I fall into the posting or wanting to post anytime I look cute, mm-hmm. because if I do look cute, it's probably to go out to a restaurant where we're getting Cleveland, where we don't see anyone we know because we're trying to be secretive, and no one I know sees me. So they're going to be like, Gabby's just a hermit.
Yeah,
she just
that's
sits
true.
In the house. It's just a weird... And I don't like it. I mean...
I don't like it either. Now that we're talking about it, I'm like, ooh.
Don't get me wrong. I love getting dressed. I love getting cute. I love going out. I even love taking pictures with my friends for the memories of it. And, you know, if I post, I want to post because it was just a fun time and it was just something I want to do. I don't want to post it because I feel that I need to. And that's where I kind of have that, like... discomfort of, like, feeling of discomfort is, like, do I need to do this? Like, do I need to?
That's a good point. It's a lot to consider here. But I think that one thing that stood out to me was when you said, like, I live a normal life. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that I admire on social media. I do, and I have my Facebook page, which I've had since Facebook.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I have everybody I went to high school with, everybody I ever knew. I do detox it here and there. I just detoxed it recently. But one thing that I love is when people live regular lives and they post them regular lives, their regular apartment, their regular home. They'll post, oh, me and the kids getting lunch at Applebee's. Like, you know, typically if I go to Applebee's, I'm not posting that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, which I rarely go to Applebee's, but we used to go there a lot because it was the only thing open and we wanted to grab a quick bite and have a drink. But those would be the type of things where we're not taking pictures.
Yeah.
We're not getting dressed up for that.
You know, going there in a hoodie.
like, and some sweat and some leggings. And so it's like, you know, we only post when we go to the lavish, luxurious restaurants and we're all dolled up. But it's something about people who can post when their hair is just in a messy bun or whatever, or just like, oh, hey, me and I ran into my old best friend or my coworker and just take a picture. And they just not trying to front for nobody. They're, those people literally make me feel sane again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they just post themselves and they live in the hood or whatever, and they outside playing with their kid and it's no shame.
Yeah.
They make me feel normal again. They make me feel like, okay, it's a nice reminder that everybody is not out here jet setting every single day, because the majority of what you see on social media is all of us trying to portray that we live these luxurious lifestyles.
And the vast majority of us don't. That's like the 1% that live this. And the crazy thing is how, you know, social media works is the algorithm will push that stuff out, especially if you've looked at... I'd be so careful, because I have been very strategic with my social media lately, and I have... fixed my, because I only have Instagram, and I fixed my explore page to be catered to me and what I like. So I'm very strategic on what I click on, because I know once I click on something, I'll get 50 million. And I still, once in a while, will accidentally click on something that I didn't really care to see. And then I go into my Explore page, and it's covered with all this type of stuff. But I say that to say, if all you're looking at is the luxurious lifestyles and things like that, and it's starting to make you feel bad, the algorithm's just going to continuously show it to you. It's not going to show you normal people doing normal things. If that's what basically fits your lifestyle more and it makes more sense for you to see, you're not going to ever see those things. Yeah. So, you know, people think they're the oddball outs because they're not seeing these things. But really, it's just because you're feeding yourself this other stuff that's keeping you, a lot of people, unhappy with where they're at because they just think that they are not in the right place of life because they don't have all this other stuff, which, again, like we said, a lot of, I've seen something, and it's been probably a year or more, but it was an influencer of some sort, and it came out that they were, like, the stuff that they were showing was not, like, their own stuff. Like, they were renting cars. No, oh. him and his jet. No, it wasn't Bow Wow, but he was one, unfortunately, which is crazy because you think you are already a celebrity with millions of dollars. But no, it was some other influencer, and they were like renting cars and like renting Airbnbs and things like that, and taking, like, doing their content with it, but basically acting like it was their stuff, and it came out that it wasn't. And it's just like, how many other people, like, what's that, if it's not Coachella, there's another thing in the desert, something, I don't know, but there's something in the desert somewhere out west, where it's a very popular event, and it came out that there was a lot of influencers or just high profile people who were going to, like, the desert and taking pictures, but they weren't really at the event. So they were taking pictures as if they were at the event, and they would post it on the day of the event, but they weren't really at the event.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm just like,
I can't do that.
I can't do that. I can't. Like, even when I see I see ads for, which I'd be offended, Instagram and Facebook, of the Photoshop. Like, I see the ads. I can't. They will make someone taller. They will delete their stomach. They will give them a breast lift. And I'm like, I would hate to do that. And then be a whole catfish. Like, I don't feel comfortable, like, doing that. Now, I can understand if you do certain content. Like, I follow a girl, Glow with Joe. And she does a lot of, like, mom-friendly workouts type things.
That's so funny because I just started following her.
Did you? I love her. Yeah. Even though she don't like Beyonce. But that's another topic for another time. but she used to have a space that was not her home. But she never capped about it. Mm-hmm. She had a really nice, clean apartment space where she would do her workout videos, and she would be like, okay, that's the studio, now I'm going home.
Yeah.
And so I love that she was very honest about it. Like, this isn't my house, y'all. My house got baby rags and toys all over the place.
Yeah.
So I come here where I don't have to worry about that, and I do my workouts where it can be a nice, clean space, because, you know, I love her aesthetic, and I would feel like that. I would look at my living room while I'm working out with her, and it's freaking Play-Doh stuff everywhere, you know what I mean? But it's just nice to get the real, you know what I mean? Sure. So I think that personally just couldn't be me. I'm not going out of my way. I don't care how big and famous I get.
Right.
I'm not capping like that.
Right.
Like,
yeah. It just makes sense. It doesn't make sense. And that's what I really admire about people who are private, because I feel like they can just live their life and not feel like they need the validation from other people. Like we talked about Savon and Sarah, or even think about celebrities. Cause I think it's really easy nowadays for celebrities to stay very relevant if they're constantly posting about their lives, because there is a sense of relatability when people, normal people who aren't celebrities, can look into your life and see things. I think there's an aspect that you feel somewhat connected to them because, you know, you get to see their pictures and posts and be on their stories and possibly interact with them. So I can understand that. But I really, really value people who aren't on here like that. Like, ooh, especially on your celebrities. Like, I think about, you know, two of the people, and I'm sure there's so many more, believe me, but two people who I admire and who I am fans of are Prince and Beyonce. And I feel like they're both very private people. Like, Prince, you never knew anything really about him unless, like, he wanted you to know. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. He was very incognito. Even, like, a lot of his philanthropy that he did, very incognito. He didn't know about any of this mm-hmm. until his passing. Beyonce, same thing. Like, she posts, and when she's doing things like she is now, where she's yeah. touring and doing all this stuff, of course she has to post more because she has to push that content out for her new stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, she doesn't do, like, house tours. She doesn't, do all these pictures and videos of her kids and post it all out. Like, there's a very sense of privacy that mm-hmm. she keeps to protect her and her family.
Yeah.
And I love that because, you know, when I think about social media and I think about being very public, you also are putting yourself out to have a lot of scrutiny. You're mm-hmm. having a lot of people who are going to pick you apart, unfortunately, true. And especially if you're a celebrity or an influencer because... people are actually looking for your content mm-hmm. and you post something wrong or what people would assume is wrong, they're tearing you apart. Ooh. And now you have to look at that. Now potentially your kids have to look at that. Mm-hmm. And I so respect being private for that because yeah. you have to have yeah. a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, I definitely am with that. And it's like a kind of like torn a little bit because I almost feel good about posting somewhat of my highlight reel, you know what I mean? Especially because I'm on a platform where I share everything, yeah. you know what I mean? Yeah. So you guys know my life is not perfect.
Right.
But I think that I like kind of, in a Beyonce way, how she will post when something's happening in her life. She's not posting like her laying on the couch chilling with her mm-hmm. kids because I would tear her to pieces yes, anyway if she did.
Sure. Oh, sure.
But also, you know, I don't have to. Yeah. I don't have to tell y'all all my dirty laundry, and yeah. I don't want to, but I also don't feel like I post in a way where I try to portray my life as perfect. Right. You know what I mean? We have posted like, oh, we just went to a Mexican restaurant and had some drinks.
Oh, yeah,
it's
sure.
not always all dolled up, you know what I mean? Because we do live regular lives, and I understand and believe that a lot of us who do even go to these luxurious restaurants and put on these beautiful dresses and our hair and our makeup and all this and that, you know, that's special occasions. Mm-hmm. Every rare weekend. Nobody's right. doing that every single day. No. And it's just being able to truly understand that and separate what's real mm-hmm. from what's not real. So I'm okay with that, but I also want to find a balance of where I don't feel the pressure
yeah.
to take pictures to post every time I get dressed, yes. every time I go out. That needs to be a challenge that we need to do.
It needs to be a challenge. And that's going to be... And I've done it before, but it's only because I was on breaks when it happened. Like, I was on a social media break.
Oh, I'd be hating
and
that.
And I was like, dang it. Right. I'm going to keep this picture and do a photo dump one day.
Girl, find a way.
Even that's trash. Because it's like, I'm on a 6-month social media break, but 6 months and one day, y'all going to get these
photos.
You're
going to see this dress, honey. And these
but
heels.
Again... That's what frustrates me because it's like I don't want to feel like that. I want to be like I could post that as a flashback Friday or a throwback Thursday. You know, 2 years from now, no one will have no idea what I look like mm-hmm. on this day in 2022 or whatever. Like, I want to get there, but it's hard, and I feel like too. Another sense that I'm kind of struggling with is. Because we have a podcast, I'm always feeling pressure of like, how do I create this content? And we've done it before. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. It's not like I'm oblivious onto, but when we have the schedule we have, you know, and the busyness of our lives, it's hard to think about trying to fit content in mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. post and, you know, make, you know, I don't know, be relevant, I guess, in a sense, on social media. Because in all honesty, social media is the big thing right now. Mm-hmm. It's the thing to get your products and your services and all the things that you're doing out there. And it's like, but I struggle sometimes because it's like, I don't have the time.
Yeah,
but you have this pressure of like, I need to make this content.
Yeah.
I need to do this stuff so that people know who we are because yeah. there's millions of other podcasts and no one's going to ever find us if we don't put us. And it's like the rabbit hole.
Yeah,
of stuff.
You fall down a rabbit yes. hole. And there's so many. It's like the thing now to quit your job and become a full-time content creator.
Yes.
Ooh, that but is crazy.
You know what? Some people, they have it. Mm-hmm. Some people have it. Mm-hmm. And I think if you have that gift and you have the work ethic and you're willing to go forward with it, great. You can make a great living off it. But for me, I can't because yeah. I am like an old lady with technology. Mm-hmm. And when I'm making content, sometimes sometimes I can't even find pictures on my phone. Sometimes I'm like, what am I doing? I just want to get to this album. And I'm like, I can't stand it. Seriously. Sometimes yeah. I'd be like, I'm so oblivious to this mm-hmm. and I don't want to do it. And that's why I love the apps where you can literally just go boom, 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 put your stuff in there and they generate it for you. In all honesty, before we recorded, I was looking at all these AI tools that they have out now. And I'm like, oh, you can just do this and it does everything for you? Because, honey, I will do that. I don't care if I have to pay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that because it just be so tiring. But, mm-hmm. again, it goes back for me to feel the need to be on social media and post all this stuff. Because, mm-hmm. especially with the podcast, how else are we going to be found, you yeah. know? Because we're not in these giant cities where we're well-known in, like, the socialite area. We go out and hang yeah. out with people. And we have connections where people can tell other people. That's not what our yeah, life. So we have to utilize yeah. social media for
we
that.
We have to. And that's just today's time. It just is what it is. Now, I'm not bold enough to be like, oh, let's just quit our jobs and like just pursue the podcast full time. Woo!
Only if God opened that door, and that door ain't open just yet.
Right. Send the sponsorships, Jesus.
Yes, that's all. We just need some sponsorships and things like that. Then I would be considering of it because we do. Yeah. We love doing this. Mm-hmm. And you know, talking about privacy and public stuff. I mean, this, we are very public on here. Like, we're very open. And, but what I do like is even when we're open about things and that's gone on in our lives, mm-hmm. we don't give 100% of the details. There's an aspect that we have to keep yeah. private to a degree, whether if it's for the protection of ourselves or for other people or just the situation at hand. We're not going to be naming all these names and all these, we're not exposing everything 100%.
Never.
And that's what I like too about what we do is because I think sometimes when people are really public and they're really like exposing everything, I think sometimes it can be very messy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people do it to be messy, like mm-hmm. to stir up drama. And that's just not our goal to do. Mm-hmm. So I like being able to kind of like balance in between the two. But there are times where I'm like, I want to be kind of like off the grid. Mm-hmm. There's yeah. times where I'm like, I don't really care, although there are times where I like social media and I like checking in with people, like I just want to live life.
Yeah.
Like, I want to live life and I don't want to feel like I'm on display or that I have to be on display, and I just kind of want to be off the grid. And there's mm-hmm. so many times that I've considered like maybe just I was like deactivating it, like where it's like partial, you're not completely gone. Mm-hmm. And coming back in like a year or something like that. But then I'm like,
FOMO.
Yes, FOMO. But really, it's not even FOMO for me. Really, it's the podcast. The biggest thing is the podcast.
That stops you from the being able to thing, do that. Oh, yeah. I have those moments too. I'm like, I just want to delete my social media, but I can't just leave it all to you to yeah. do everything on your own.
That's how, like, we just yeah. need to pay someone to do this and handle it. And we could get off social media and they could just handle everything
yeah,
for us.
I definitely have those moments. And I also have moments where I feel, because we don't share everything, but we do share a lot.
For sure.
Where I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, why did I sign up to like spill all of my issues out? I'm like, why can't I just be a normal person and never tell anybody about my issues?
Yeah.
But that's like a very small percentage of the yeah. time, because I always remind myself of why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like when we just did our episode for Sexual Assault Awareness yeah. Month, you know, people really poured out some support, and that made me feel
for
good.
Sure.
Because
I had people texting me that morning.
Really?
That 6 in the morning, I'm wow. getting text messages of like, that was amazing. And I'm just like,
that's awesome. Ah. I love that. Because see, at first I was like, dang, we just spilled so much, you know, so it was really nice to have, because, you know, we need that support. Like yes. that was some really dark stuff to mm-hmm. share.
Yeah.
And I think that it just doesn't feel comfy to me to pour all of that out if people just look at it and don't like it, don't support
yeah,
it, don't even
because
acknowledge.
Because you
kind
of feel like you're literally just on display. It's like, oh, there's another thing. Just
exactly.
keep on going.
Yeah. Like when I first had my weight loss surgery, I was just giving updates on it, and some people were very curious. Some people followed up, but there was a lot of people just watching my stories. And that's what you do when you have Instagram. But it made me very uncomfortable. It made me almost want to make a close friends for the people who were invested in, people who were considering it, and just share it like that, because it just felt really gross that I was showing my scars and everything just for people to keep swiping like it was just another Instagram video, you know what I mean? So it's just some stuff that it just makes you feel really, really vulnerable to put out there, you know. But I just remember why I'm doing it. But man, it would be nice to pay somebody to
And you mentioned that you had to start deleting some people because you felt like they were just watching and they weren't.
Because it
can be offsetting or offsetting to feel like these people are literally just, they never interact. They just watch. I do my best. Right. If I'm watching your stories, and I watch your stories consistently, because there is, if I'm going to be 100% honest, it is rare for me to watch a man's story. I purposefully try not to watch men's stories, because I don't want them to think that I'm, like, feeling them in any type of way. So, it's very rare for me to watch a man's story on social media. But I'm always watching other women's stories. And I do my absolute best to interact, whether if it's a heart or a fire or something for me to let you know that I see you and I'm not just some creep watching your story.
Right.
And
that's weird.
Please, if you, I don't want you to just like go home and internalize that you're a creep. Maybe you just don't realize that what you're doing can feel kind of creepy, you know, because some people just don't think about it. They just don't think that them watching your stories all the time and not interacting is creepy. They just think it's part of social media. But to some people, that can be creepy. And to me, I feel like that's a little creepy. So
I don't see myself making sure that, because like I said, these people who we're referring to, they don't miss a story.
Yeah.
I just deleted a bunch of people who I haven't talked to in probably 6 or 7 years, but they don't miss a story. But they don't like anything. They don't comment on anything. They don't even say Merry Christmas on the holiday. Nothing. Yeah. And so I can't personally see myself being that invested to where I never miss someone's stories.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ever heart it or send a laugh emoji if they post something funny. Like, no, I'm going to interact because I think that it's a reason why I'm watching your stories. I obviously like it. I like the content that you're posting. So why would I just sit here silently and stare at you? Like, no. That's what it feels like.
That is what it feels like. Of like someone's just watching your life and it's like the, what is it? Like the Truman Show. But you know who's watching you. Like before he didn't know he was in this show and that anyone was watching him. But like, I know you're watching me. But like, what are you thinking? Because you watch. I just had someone do that. They told me that they're never on social media, but they are always on my stories. And I'm like, well, which one is it? Like, you said you're never on social media, but you do not miss a story. So, are you purposefully on social media to watch my stories? Or did you just say that to, like, think that it was going to impress me that you were?
Freaking weird.
And that's the stuff. But I don't know if people realize that's, like, a not normal thing.
That's weird. If you didn't know, that's weird.
Now you know.
And I'm curious, if you are like that and you don't think it's weird, could you tell us why? Like, why do you not interact?
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah, because I would love to know. Because like I said, some people don't realize it, or they might have their reason.
Yeah.
Maybe they are busy doing stuff. There's been times where I've been busy doing stuff, but I'll open up the app real quick and I'm just swiping and looking and stuff. But I don't have the time to be like, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, because I had a friend many years ago who told me that she thought it was weird that people follow her, but they never like any of her posts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you sound like real conceited. Like, that sounds crazy. People don't have to like your posts. But she was like, why are you following me if you don't like anything that I post?
Yeah.
And over time, I started to understand it, especially if it's those people, like you said, who are always on, if you're always on social media. Now, if you are a very rare social media-er and you follow me and you don't like anything, I get that. But if you post every day and you never like anything that I post, and then especially if you constantly liking everybody else's stuff, that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, for those who might be struggling of wanting to be more private or try to maintain some privacy in a public world. One thing I would say is look at your social media, because I can guarantee you most people who struggle with that struggle with their social media. Mm-hmm. And maybe you do have to do detoxes.
Yeah.
Maybe you do have to just get off altogether and live life for a while to realize I don't have to share everything. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it may be some really deep rooted issues that you don't even really realize is there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking to someone to help walk you through, like, why do you feel like it might be like validation issues. Mm-hmm. It might be, you know, you only feel worthy when you have the likes and stuff like that. And that yeah. can be deeper rooted issues that you might need to evaluate with someone. Yeah. But like I said, I think we all fall into this to a degree, you know, we are just talking about, literally just like the other day, talking about, like couples who split up and how like they don't make statements, and we're like, well, what the heck happened? Because you're not there anymore. Like, you guys have 50 million pictures of each other on your social medias, and then I haven't seen you post for like months of that person. So now I'm going on your social media and all their pictures are deleted. So I can only assume that you're not together. And you had said, like, what if people get divorced? I'm like, I need to know. You need to tell us. And I felt weird saying that at first, because I'm like, we don't owe nothing to anyone. Like, mm-hmm. we don't owe explanations. We don't owe anyone access to our private lives. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I say in certain things is because if I see you out here, like, and I don't know your personal situation, and I think you out here doing something crazy or doing something sneaky, I'll be like, oh, I just seen so-and-so with so-and-so and they not together. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, type deal. So I say in that sense, or yeah. like, whatever the case is, like, that's the only reason why I'm like, huh. But then again, I feel like, that's none of your business, Gabby. It's mind your business.
And I think it is up to them, honestly. We really want to know, because mm-hmm. we watched y'all get married, we watched y'all have babies, we watched everything, and now y'all just gone from each other's uh-huh. existence. But I feel like
that's true. That is true. But that's also so unfortunate, because, you know, why can't people, including me,
I was gonna say people, me.
Yeah. Why can't we just mind our business? Because sometimes it's not even like a relationship thing. Sometimes things are just really seriously going on with you. That whole situation with, is it, I always get all their names mixed up, but from the royal family, was it Kate? Who just came out and said that she had cancer.
Oh, yeah. And everybody was all people in her
were
business.
Saying all. I mean, I was on the radio hearing stuff.
I was that story like the plague.
But it was on radio stations. Mm-hmm. It was on everywhere. Social media. You couldn't go away from it. But people were saying the craziest stories of what they thought was happening. And she actually had to come out and tell people that she was diagnosed with cancer and she's going through treatments. And then now people, I literally see people on social media being like, dang, I feel bad because I thought it was something else. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, mind your business. Yeah. Let people come out when they want to come out.
Like
Hallie
with her pregnancy, she felt like everybody was like going crazy. Like, are you pregnant? Are you not pregnant? Like, what is the difference that is going to make in our
lives? But you know what? What I do like about the whole Ashanti thing, because even though we don't know, I can only speculate that I think she is pregnant. Mm-hmm. But she literally doesn't address anything. People keep saying that she literally says nothing.
And she's not even, if she is, I don't even think she's trying to hide it that much. No. You know, she's not going through crazy lengths. She's just like, do whatever y'all do.
Right. Like, y'all can make your own assumptions, and I guess you'll find out sooner or later. You'll see me either with a baby or not with a baby.
And it's like, no pressure. I don't care what y'all do.
See, the only thing I didn't like about the Hallie situation is, again, it's none of my business. I don't care if you're having a baby or not. Like, I don't know you like that, so I don't care. But what I didn't like is that it seemed like she was trying to troll people for, like, asking her. Like, y'all need to stop asking me why my nose is wide. That's so ignorant. Da, 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 da. Like, just things like that. And it's like, but you're pregnant. People are asking this stuff because they know you're pregnant.
So
and
you're doing
acting
this
like
for
you're
no
not.
Reason.
Yes, and it seemed like she was acting like she's not. Instead of just being quiet about it, let people speculate, let people say what they want to say. I'm not going to address y'all because it's none of your business.
Yeah.
But I felt like she was addressing people to a degree. And again, it is her life. She could do what she wants. But when you tell people that they're crazy for thinking you're pregnant, and then all of a sudden you show up with a baby, then people are like, bruh, like, why did you make us sound like we were crazy type deal?
I don't fully understand that. The way I took it when I would see her say stuff, most of what I seen was stuff like, you know, you guys shouldn't be commenting on a woman's body. Like, how rude is it? I get that y'all think I'm pregnant, but how rude is it for y'all to be telling
and that's
me,
true.
Why is your nose huge? Yeah. Why, you know, like, that's kind of how I took it. I don't understand all of it. You know, it's just a, but, you know, the truth is, nobody owes anybody anything. And I think that pressure probably exists way more in the celebrity world. Because I definitely don't feel pressure to share any of my private, personal information, business. Maybe I'm just not famous enough yet. But I do feel the pressure to... I have a life. I have a life. I have friends. I'm not a hermit. I don't just work all day, which I do, but...
Like, there's still a little playtime
I got
in there.
I do stuff. I'm cool. You know, you want to kind of...
That's what it is. I'm cool. I want to be in the in crowd. Like,
I want to be in the in crowd. At the end of the day, I want to show that I do fun and exciting and cool, nice things, too, which... It just, you know, takes some time to evaluate, get to the root of it, and then go from there.
Yeah, for sure. So we would love to hear from you all. I know there's all different people who think all different things. Some of you are socialites. You love just being out here, and that's great.
And that's great.
And some of you don't care to share any of your stuff. And that's good as well. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear your perspective on it. Do you feel like you sometimes share too much? Do you feel like you share too little? Do you want to change it up? Or are you happy with where you're at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
That's about it.
Bye.
All right. Bye.